112 in our hymnal. 112.
Spirit, breathe on me. Come as always, come. that's a nice song. I think it is, and a nice prayer, and it's good to be able to pick up the book and to sing it and express it. But a couple days or nights ago, whatever it was, we had said something about it's good to sing those songs and the ones that are found in the book and the poetry that's found there. But I wonder, and I still don't know the answer. I think I know for myself, I think I know the answer. What if the Lord likes it when it's our own composition? Our own request and our own prayer and our own desire expressed to God in our own words, in our own way. Again, maybe you do that as you sing. I understand that. I understand we can use these songs to express our own desires, but maybe the Lord would like us to express to Him tonight, right out of our hearts, Lord, we want You to come to us. We want Your Holy Spirit to fill us. We want You to come to us now. Not just come, but come now. Come to my dryness now. Come to my heart now. Come to my soul now, Lord. And as You express that desire to Him, from Your heart to Him, audibly, quietly, but make it Your longing, Your craving. As the deer, David says, pants for the water brook, that's the way I'm going to pant after You. And I believe the Lord is pleased when He sees a people who have a hunger, a thirst, a desire for Himself. And we all do. I think most, if not everyone here, we do. We want Him. We want Him to come. We are gathered for His blessing. We're gathered tonight because we want Him to come in His own special, gentle way. But we can ask Him right now, Lord, and just bow our hearts, bow our heads, and open our souls and just talk to Jesus. You can do that. You can do that right now and talk to Him. Say, Jesus, I want You. I want You to come to me now. I desire You. I need You. I really want You, Lord. And if You're there for me, and You are, well, then show Yourself to me now. Come. Come, Holy Spirit. I need You. I do, Lord. Oh, we all do, Lord. We need You, Jesus. Oh, come to us, Lord. Come to us, Lord. Come, Lord, in Your own way. Oh, Lord, I need You, Lord. Dear Lord, we need You. Dear Lord, we desire You. Hallelujah. Come to us, Lord. Come to my heart. Come, Holy Spirit, I pray. I want You, Lord. Oh, Jesus, come as You can, as only You can. Hallelujah. Manifest Yourself. Glorify Your name. Work in my heart, O Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We open our hearts. Hallelujah, I need You. Oh, Jesus, Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah, Spirit of the living God. Oh, Spirit of the living God. Dear Lord, dear Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Jesus, by your Holy Spirit work. Oh, in our hearts we pray. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, glory. Glory, 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 glory. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Fill us, O Lord. Fill my heart, O Lord. Oh, Jesus, work mightily by your Spirit, Lord. Hallelujah. Quicken, O Lord. Quicken, quicken, oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, I love thee, I know thou art mine, for thee all the family of sin I
read in the book of Revelation that he walks in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, which simply, I think, refers to the church. He comes, and he comes to the gatherings in those churches in Asia Minor, and he comes to the churches here today as we gather together in his name. And he condescends and he walks in our midst. And that's what Jesus is doing tonight. He's walking in our midst. He walks up and down the rows and he walks past where you are. It says there in Revelation that he comes and he serves us. Imagine that. Jesus comes. Jesus Christ comes to serve me. He comes to give to me the help that I need. And as he comes, you know, they came around with soup tonight. The waitress said, "Would you like some or not?" And she was there to serve, but I had to take it. And unless I took it, unless I received it, unless I reached out for it, I guess I wouldn't have gotten it. And Jesus, he wants to serve you. And as we sit in his presence, as we just open our hearts to him, he walks all around in here. And he knows my need and yours. He knows my heart. And he wants to serve me. He wants to give me something I need. He wants to give me something that will bless me and help me and change me. And as we just sit quietly before him, we heard about it this morning a little, and Dr. Simpson wrote a wonderful article entitled "The Power of Stillness." The power that there is as we just wait upon him and receive from him as he passes by where we are. Out of his fullness have we received grace upon grace. Oh, thank God for it. We're sitting in his presence, the sunshine of his face. With adoring wonder, his blessings I retrace. I wonder why he came and loved me and found me, but what love there was, as Sister Marianne said. What love that drew me, what love that brought me, what grace bought me and brought me into that fold of God, and where I can enjoy him and I can sit in his presence and receive from him grace upon grace upon grace. And I'm thankful tonight that he's doing that. He's working in us. And he'll continue to work in us, continue to serve us. May we continue to receive. Oh, all that he has, all that he wants to give to you and bring to you. Receive, take from him as he passes by. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. Savior. Savior. Hallelujah.